Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with After Day Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Thursday, March 25th. The grains closed lower with May corn down 6¾ cents at 546.5, May wheat down 12¼ cents at 912.5, and May beans down 18.5 cents at 1414¼. Beans were dragged down by the bean oil limit down. 54.98 was the settlement. So we were limit up, you know, earlier in the week, limit down here today. Certainly, you know, volatility comes at contract highs and contract lows, which is where we're at. So is this the end of it for the bean oil? You know, it sure looks like it on the charts, but look at how many times these things have come back. I wouldn't count it out quite yet. But the meal was up 360. That kept the beans from really taking a really big hit today. Markets are lower on just, you know, decent weather around the country. It looks like, you know, guys are going to get busy planning in the next 2 weeks or so. We've got fairly good weather, a little wet in the Delta, a little bit wet, and, you know, around the Panhandle in that area. But for the most part, things look pretty good. The moisture has certainly helped the wheat out there. And we've got prospects for just better wheat crops, better corn crops and bean crops, which we need out here. But, you know, down we went. The crude oil was, right now it's down $2.70 a barrel. You know, we've heard all kinds of conflicting stories about this tanker that's blocking the Suez Canal. Late last night, I heard that they had moved it. This morning, they were saying that they had tugboats, and it could be a week or 2 weeks before they get this thing freed. I heard that just a little while ago that the boat was off the barge but not quite freed yet. But obviously, the market seems to think that it's going to be cleared pretty soon with the crude oil back down to $2.70. But that wild volatility continues in the crude and is certainly affecting the bean market out here and corn as well. The dollar is up again, up 28 ticks back to 92.81. So that certainly doesn't help anything. The export sales today on the beans were so terrible. And you combine that with the crude oil and, you know, you're just seeing lower prices out here. The Chinese have recognized that there's another case, another breakout of African swine fever. That doesn't help. Hogs made contract highs here across the board. We could see new contract highs tomorrow, the last Friday of the month as well. Certainly wouldn't surprise me. But we've left some pretty good gaps in this market, so we'll see if it can hold up out here. The higher the hogs go, the worse it is for the corn market. It just, people will assume that it's because of China. And if they're culling their herd, it's going to take a big demand drop. Now, we had heard rumors over the last couple of days, actually the last month, about Chinese buying in the beans, and we really haven't seen it. So are these rumors continuing just to try to prop up the market? Nobody really knows. That's really about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-EDGE.